all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, you know, everybody's talking about the new Taylor Swift song. She has got her new song out. She released it just after midnight. And she's got her new album, her sixth album, going to be coming out in November. Now, HollywoodLife.com says that Taylor Swift was able to record her new album, Reputation, while dating her new boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. Now, a source told the site that Taylor was working around the clock on this album all summer long, but she still managed to make time for romance with Joe. He's back in the UK right now shooting a movie, but at the start of the summer, he was in Nashville with her, and she went above and beyond to make sure they had quality time together. I'll admit, most of the relationships that Taylor Swift's had, I don't see them lasting. I don't know how long this one's lasting, but she has some... let's just say issues that she needs to deal with. I mean, especially I'm looking forward to this new album, wondering who she's going to be, bashing a little bit, because she dated a few people while writing and recording this album. So looking forward to some of that stuff. That's what we always look forward to in new music from Taylor Swift. Now, there's a possibility she might release her music video at the VMAs on Sunday. Some changes to the VMAs. MTV's making a change to the Video Music Awards award. The Moon Man Trophy instead is going to be a Moon Person Trophy. Now, MTV President Chris McCarthy says, why should it be a man? It could be a man, could be a woman, could be transgender, it could be nonconformist. So, not sure if the look of the trophy is going to change all that much, because, you know, put a man, woman, or transgender inside of a spacesuit, it'll look the same. Also, some other changes, the VMAs. I always love this, the gift bags. It includes a gift certificate for a three-night stay on the Caribbean island of Nevis. Also, a pair of headphones, wine from Sonoma County, California, shoes from Timberland, and also Katy Perry's new fragrance, Indy. Yeah, of course, she had to slip that in there since she's being the host. Also, handbags from Cole Haan, memory foam pillows, baseball caps, a gold-plated ballpoint pen. I like that. Also, sunglasses, martini shakers, and dessert truffles. Sounds expensive. I'm loving this story. Naughty Gossip says the producers of the next James Bond movie don't want Kim Kardashian to be a Bond girl. Thank you, producers of James Bond movies. A source told the site that Kim's people have been pitching her to be a Bond girl for years. As far as they're concerned, she is an international sex symbol that has over 100 million social media fans and will bring massive exposure to the film. Now, this makes up for her lack of acting experience. However, the Bond producers will not return their calls. There's zero chance of this happening, the source says. They love Kim, but she isn't what they're looking for in a Bond girl. But they wish her the best of luck. That sounds like a bad breakup. Like, I'm not going to return your calls, but hey, good luck. Good luck in life and in the future.